Rock-A-Baby class in Providence, parents and a few grandparents sit in a semicircle with wiggling 3- and 4-year-olds on their laps and a few infants asleep in their carriers. Vocalist Kate Jones kneels down next to Mia, a 10-month-old in bright pink tights and a polka dot shirt. Mia looks on wide-eyed as Jones moves around the semicircle, greeting each child with a touch on the hand or a smile and a wave. Behind Jones, Benny Tilchin sings along and plays the guitar. With big black hair and a scraggly beard, he's not exactly what you picture when you think of children's music. He looks more rock and roll than Raffy. But Tilchin says kids are a great gig.
Kids are a much better audience than grown-ups in general. They are not judgmental, and they're not afraid to have a good time. They're very uninhibited once they get over their shyness.
Tilchin is right. The kids do not stay seated for long. They're up dancing and running around within minutes. Even kids too young to walk get in on the action. A little boy in a brown sweatshirt bops up and down on wobbly legs to a cover of the 1950s rock song, Get a Job. When he falls down, he picks himself right up and keeps bopping away. Rock-A-Baby is the brainchild of Mark Trachtenberg, who you can hear in the background singing and playing the keyboard. He created the class in New York when he was thinking about starting a family. He says he wanted to create an experience that kids and adults could enjoy together.
We knew that there were going to be grown-ups bringing their kids to the class, and I wanted to make sure that the grown-ups weren't falling asleep in the back of the room. So I aimed to create sort of, I want to call it like a unique musical moment.
A moment that can bridge the gap between music kids like and music adults enjoy too. To do that, Trachtenberg wrote original songs that appeal to kids but also have what he calls a rock edge. The classes also mix in music that can range from Beethoven to Bob Marley. The idea is to introduce children to basic concepts like rhythm, melody, and harmony, give them a chance to play and dance, and try out musical instruments. Vocalist Kate Jones sits on the floor surrounded by a gaggle of excited toddlers. She holds up a drum, which has a not quite 2-year-old so excited he can hardly contain himself. Today's instrument is a tone drum, a small wooden drum that makes 3 distinct sounds.
How do you think we play it, Gabriel? Can you show us? Can you bang it?
While Jones gives everyone a chance to play the drum, Trachtenberg and Tilchin have some fun with a cover of the Beatles' Hard Day's Night. Gula, the parent of 2 kids in the class, says part of what she likes about Rock-A-Baby is that it introduces her kids to new vocabulary. Gula was trained as a school psychologist.
I really did this for language development, and that's really exceeded my expectations. But I'm also hoping they'll become more interested in music and using some more creative skills.
And Gula may be onto something. While research doesn't exactly show that music makes you smarter, it does suggest it can engage many different parts of the brain, including areas involved with language development. University of Rhode Island music professor Audrey Cardini specializes in early music education.
We know there's a part of the brain called Wernicke's region, Broca's region, and these are the ones that mainly process language. And when we are singing songs and listening to music, those areas are also engaged. As well as the motor cortex, interestingly enough. So it's fascinating. It's really fascinating how much connected it is.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Cardini says singing to children can also help them learn to read emotion on the face, which is an important part of understanding language. And of course, music is fun. Rock-A-Baby founder Mark Trachtenberg calls it elemental.
Music is a part of us, and I don't think enough people are talking about that. It's just there in us, ready to ignite, and I think it's really cool for a 0-year-old to be sitting in a class and able to watch three good musicians jam and do their thing and be able to be a part of that.
As the Rock a Baby class draws to a close, parent Kristen Berrios watches her almost two-year-old Gabriel help pile blue and pink balls into a big rubber tub. This was their first time at the class, but she plans to come back.
Oh, he loved it. This is definitely something that he's going to enjoy.
Rock a Baby has been expanding from its roots in New York to several locations in Rhode Island and now Massachusetts. Parents say they like the social aspect of the classes, and the music is catchy. And if you can hook your kids on music that you enjoy too, so much the better. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.